A warmer Arctic means big changes for sea ice and the animals that depend on it. But a new paper shows how warmer ocean temperatures are impacting animals on land in the Arctic as well. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Jennifer Pemberton has more about what this means for Alaska's muskox population.
What happens in the Arctic Ocean doesn't stay in the Arctic Ocean. Warmer waters are changing what happens on land, too.
What we're seeing is that events that are weather-triggered offshore, originating in the oceans, are having onshore consequence on land mammals.
Joel Berger is a biologist at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, but his field sites of choice have been in western Alaska and Russia's Wrangel Island in the Chukchi Sea. He studies polar bears, the poster child for climate change in the Arctic, he says. But he has a special place in his heart for another Arctic animal.
Scientists aren't supposed to say this, but they might fall in love with the animals they study. And clearly, that's the case between muskox and me.
The muskox is basically a giant circumpolar goat. It's well adapted to living in the far north. It hunkers down in the winter, conserving energy by not moving around a lot, a kind of waking above ground hibernation. It also has a long coat and special woolly undercoat called kiviet. It's 8 times warmer than sheep wool, Berger says, perfect for winter field work on the tundra.
So I lost my hat. It was a gift to me, my kiviet hat, and I am so bummed. Maybe somebody hearing this interview will feel sorry for me and get me one.
For thousands of years, muskoxen have dealt with all the blows of the Arctic. But things are changing.
Summers are longer, winters are shorter, but we're also seeing more rain-on-snow events.
Rain on snow. That sounds like something that happens in Juneau every week during the winter.
Your listeners are going to be thinking, what? We get this all the time. Why is that a problem?
It's a problem because rain in the Arctic instantly turns to ice when it hits the frozen ground, trapping the low vegetation that muskoxen depend on. But this isn't having the effect that you might think. They're not starving to death.
And it's particularly serious if, in fact, females are pregnant and gestating.
It's at the end of their pregnancy, in February, March, and April, when the rapid growth of their babies is most susceptible to being impacted by rain-on-snow events. And when there's diminished food for the mother during this last trimester, her babies are runtier, Berger says. When his team measured them at 1, 2, and 3 years old, they had smaller heads than others whose mothers had experienced fewer rain-on-snow events during their pregnancies. In general, smaller animals have higher mortality rates, and if they survive, they reproduce at lower rates, which means that one winter storm in the Arctic that brings rain instead of snow can result in a nutritionally deprived baby that will have lower odds of growing up and reproducing. The ripple effect here, you can see, is serious.
But even subtle rain on snow events can have these kind of prolonged effects on young muskox.
So far, Berger and his team have tracked these impacts on the first 3 years of the animal's life, and they've seen that a 3-year-old muskox will still carry the impact of a rain-on-snow event that happened when it was in utero. Berger's on his way back to Wrangel Island in Russia next month to check on the now 4-year-old muskoxen. It's unknown at this point whether these runtier individuals might just be able to make up for their small size later in life. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.